Perdone, señorita.
¿Entiende usted español? No, señor, yo no entiendo español. Usted entiende muy bien.
By the end of this lesson, you will learn how to both understand and say what you just heard in Spanish. That is, 1. Grabbing one's attention and excusing yourself. 2. Asking someone which language they speak. 3. Addressing people by using ma'am, miss, and sir. 4. Nationalities. And 5. Negating verbs. For example, I am American becomes I am not American. Let's begin. At the beginning of the conversation, you just heard the speaker say, "Excuse me, miss." Listen.
Perdone, señorita. Perdone, señorita.
Let's break this down. Listen and repeat to the Spanish word for miss.
Señorita. Señorita.
Can you say in Spanish, miss?
Señorita. Señorita.
Now, let's try to say, excuse me. Listen.
Perdone. Perdone.
From what you've learned, can you try to say, excuse me, miss?
Perdone, señorita. Perdone, señorita.
Again, how do you say in Spanish, excuse me, miss?
Perdone, señorita. Perdone, señorita.
At the beginning of the conversation, you heard the speaker say, in Spanish, no, sir. Listen and repeat.
No, señor. No, señor.
Can you try to guess what part of that means, sir?
Señor. Señor.
From what you've learned, say in this order, sir, miss.
Señor.
Señorita.
Señor.
Señorita.
Very good. From what you've learned, can you try to say, excuse me, sir?
Perdone, señor. Perdone, señor.
At the beginning of the conversation, you heard the speaker say, do you understand Spanish? Listen to the Spanish word for Spanish, as in the Spanish language.
Español. Español.
Try to say Spanish as in the Spanish language.
Español. Español.
Do you remember how to say, excuse me, miss?
Perdone, señorita. Perdone, señorita.
And what about excuse me, sir?
Perdone, señor. Perdone, señor.
Good job. Keep in mind, if you feel we are progressing too quickly, it's okay. We will be revisiting this material again throughout the entire unit of lessons. So let's continue. At the beginning of this lesson, you heard the speaker ask, "Do you understand Spanish?" Let's listen and repeat to the Spanish word for you.
Ustedes. Ustedes.
Now, let's listen and repeat to the Spanish phrase for "Do you understand?"
¿Entiende usted? ¿Entiende usted?
Which part of that phrase means you?
Ustedes. Ustedes.
The Spanish translation of the phrase "Do you understand?" literally means "You understand?" This is because in Spanish there is no equivalent to the word "do." So with that, can you try to ask, "Do you understand Spanish?" Or literally translated, "You understand Spanish?"
¿Entiende usted español? ¿Entiende usted español?
Now, let's listen to the Spanish word for English, as in the English language. Listen.
Inglés. Inglés.
From what you've learned, can you try to ask, "Do you understand English?"
¿Entiende usted inglés? ¿Entiende usted inglés?
Try to ask in this order. Do you understand Spanish? Followed by, do you understand English?
¿Entiende usted español? ¿Entiende usted español?
¿Entiende usted inglés? ¿Entiende usted inglés?
Now, let's have a little conversation. Imagine you are meeting a woman in the street. Let's call her Mrs. Covas. Grab her attention by saying, "Excuse me, miss."
Perdone, señorita. Perdone, señorita.
Ask, "Do you understand English?"
¿Entiende usted inglés? ¿Entiende usted inglés?
She responds by saying, "No, sir."
No, señor. No, señor.
You've already learned how to say the Spanish word for no, or
no.
But now let's listen and repeat to the word for yes.
Sí. Sí.
From what you've learned, can you try to say in Spanish, yes, sir?
Sí, señor. Sí, señor.
Let's imagine that the speaker is asking you if you understand Spanish. You respond, I understand. Listen.
Yo entiendo. Yo entiendo.
Let's break this phrase down. Listen and repeat to the word for I.
Yo. Yo.
Try again to say, I understand.
Yo entiendo. Yo entiendo.
Do you remember the Spanish word for English, as in the English language?
Inglés. Inglés.
From what you've learned, can you try to say, I understand English?
Yo entiendo inglés. Yo entiendo inglés.
Very good. Try again to say, I understand English.
Yo entiendo inglés. Yo entiendo inglés.
Because you've already learned I understand English, let's listen and repeat to the speaker say, I understand Spanish.
Yo entiendo español. Yo entiendo español.
From what you've learned, you already know how to say excuse me, and you also know how to ask, do you understand? So with that, try to say, excuse me, miss, do you understand English?
Perdone, señorita, ¿entiende usted inglés? Perdone, señorita, ¿entiende usted inglés?
Now that you know how to say I understand, let's listen to the speaker say, I don't understand.
Yo no entiendo. Yo no entiendo.
As you just heard, negating a verb in Spanish is easy. When you say I understand or
yo entiendo,
it becomes negated when putting the Spanish equivalent of not or no in front of the verb. Listen and repeat to the speaker say, I don't understand.
Yo no entiendo. Yo no entiendo.
Now, try to say this in order. I don't understand, followed by I understand.
Yo no entiendo. Yo entiendo.
From what you've learned, say in this order, I understand English, followed by I don't understand Spanish.
Yo entiendo inglés.
Yo
Yo no entiendo español. Yo entiendo inglés. Yo no entiendo español.
Do you remember how to say, "Excuse me, sir"?
Perdone, señor. Perdone, señor.
Try to ask, "Excuse me, sir, do you understand Spanish?"
Perdone, señor, ¿entiende usted español? Perdone, señor, ¿entiende usted español?
That one was difficult. Let's try again to say, "Excuse me, sir, do you understand Spanish?"
Perdone, señor, ¿entiende usted español? Perdone, señor, ¿entiende usted español?
Imagine we're walking in downtown Madrid, in Gran Vía Street. A tourist mistakes you for a native and asks you, "Excuse me, miss, do you understand English?" Try to say this.
Perdone, señorita, ¿entiende usted inglés? Perdone, señorita, ¿entiende usted inglés?
Which part of that means you?
Ustedes. Ustedes.
Let's go back to the conversation. You respond to the tourist by saying, "No, I don't understand." Do you remember how to say this in Spanish?
No, yo no entiendo. No, yo no entiendo.
Do you remember how to ask, "Do you understand?"
¿Entiende usted? ¿Entiende usted?
Respond to this question by saying, "Yes, I understand."
Sí, yo entiendo. Sí, yo entiendo.
Can you say in this order, "No, I don't understand," followed by, "Yes, I understand"?
No, yo no entiendo. Sí, yo entiendo. No, yo no entiendo. Sí, yo entiendo.
Let's change gears a bit. Imagine that at the beginning of the conversation, when the speaker asks, "Do you understand English?" you respond by saying, "I speak Spanish a little." Listen.
Yo hablo un poco de español. Yo hablo un poco de español.
Let's break this down a bit. Listen and repeat to the speaker. Say, "I speak."
Yo hablo. Yo hablo.
Do you remember which part of that means I?
Yo soy. Yo soy.
So, from what you've learned, how do you say in Spanish, I speak?
Yo hablo. Yo hablo.
Can you try to say, I speak Spanish?
Yo hablo español. Yo hablo español.
Very well. So with what you've learned, you should be able to say in this order, I speak Spanish, followed by I understand English.
Yo hablo español.
Yo entiendo inglés.
Yo hablo español.
Yo entiendo inglés.
Do you remember how to say, I don't understand?
Yo no entiendo. Yo no entiendo.
You have already learned that to negate a sentence, you simply say no in front of the verb. So if you were to say, I don't understand, or
Yo no entiendo.
How would you say, I don't speak?
Yo no hablo. Yo no hablo.
You're doing very well. How would you say in Spanish, I don't speak Spanish?
Yo no hablo español. Yo no hablo español.
And how would you say in Spanish, I don't speak English?
Yo no hablo inglés. Yo no hablo inglés.
If you remember, we're trying to learn the phrase, I speak Spanish a little. You've already learned how to say, I speak Spanish. But now let's listen and repeat to the speaker say, a little.
Un poco. Un poco.
How do you say in Spanish, a little?
Un poco. Un poco.
Let's listen and repeat again to the speaker say, I speak Spanish a little.
Yo hablo un poco de español. Yo hablo un poco de español.
This phrase is literally translated, I speak a little of Spanish. If you notice, you hear a da sound before the word Spanish. This sound is the word which means of. Try again to say, I speak Spanish a little. Or literally translated, I speak a little of Spanish.
Yo hablo un poco de español. Yo Yo hablo un poco de español.
Do you remember how to ask, "Do you understand?"
¿Entiende usted? ¿Entiende usted?
And which part of that phrase means you?
Ustedes. Ustedes.
Now, let's listen and repeat to the speaker ask, "Do you speak?"
¿Habla usted? ¿Habla usted?
In this new phrase, the word speak is pronounced differently than what you learned earlier when saying I speak. When asking, do you speak, it is literally translated, you speak. Remember, there is no equivalent Spanish word for the particle do, so it is eliminated. Try again to ask, do you speak?
¿Habla usted? ¿Habla usted?
Listen and repeat to the Spanish word for speak when conjugated for the subject you.
Habla. Habla.
Can you say in this order? I speak. You speak.
Yo hablo.
Usted habla.
Yo hablo.
Usted habla.
Do you hear the difference? Say again in this order. I speak. You speak.
Yo hablo.
Usted habla.
With what you've learned, try to say in Spanish, you speak English.
Usted habla inglés. Usted habla inglés.
Now say, you don't speak English.
Usted no habla inglés. Usted no habla inglés.
Now say, you don't speak.
Usted no habla. Usted no habla.
How do you say, excuse me, sir?
Perdone, señor. Perdone, señor.
And what about, excuse me, miss?
Perdone, señorita. Perdone, señorita.
In the past phrases, you have learned how to say to someone, you speak Spanish, you speak English, you understand, and so on. Now we will learn how to turn these statements into questions. In the English language, we add the particle word do when asking a question, such as, do you speak English? However, as already stated, there is no equivalent of the word do in the Spanish language. Therefore, in Spanish, we inverse the words in the statement. Listen to the speaker ask, do you speak Spanish?
¿Habla usted español? ¿Habla usted español?
And now listen to the statement which you've already learned. You speak Spanish.
Usted habla español. Usted habla español.
Do you hear the difference? Let's listen and repeat to the speaker say in this order. You speak and do you speak?
Usted habla.
¿Habla usted?
Usted habla.
¿Habla usted?
Imagine you're meeting Mr. Valdez. You say, "Excuse me, sir, do you speak Spanish?"
Perdone, señor, ¿habla usted español? Perdone, señor, ¿habla usted español?
Respond to your own question by saying, "I don't speak Spanish."
Yo no hablo español. Yo no hablo español.
Say, "You don't speak Spanish."
Usted no habla español. Usted no habla español.
Do you remember how to say a little?
Un poco. Un poco.
With what you've learned, say in Spanish, "You speak a little."
Usted habla un poco. Usted habla un poco.
Do you remember how to say, "I speak Spanish a little," or literally translated, "I speak a little of Spanish"?
Yo hablo un poco de español. Yo hablo un poco de español.
Try to say, "I understand a little."
Yo entiendo un poquito. Yo entiendo un poquito.
Now, let's learn how to say, "You understand."
Usted entiende. Usted entiende.
Say in this order, "You understand," followed by "You speak."
Usted entiende.
Usted habla.
Usted entiende.
Usted habla.
Do you hear the difference between the word "understand" when conjugated for the subject "I" versus the subject "you"? Listen and repeat in this order. To "you understand," "I understand."
Usted entiende. Yo entiendo. Usted entiende. Yo entiendo.
If you remember, we discussed how to turn a statement into a question. For example, when saying, you speak, or
usted habla,
it becomes the question, do you speak? Or
habla usted?
When the words are switched. So with that, how would you turn the statement, you understand, into the question, do you understand?
¿Entiende usted? ¿Entiende usted?
Try to ask, do you understand English?
¿Entiende usted inglés? ¿Entiende usted inglés?
Say in this order, do you understand Spanish? Followed by, I don't understand Spanish.
¿Entiende usted español? Yo no entiendo español. ¿Entiende usted español? Yo no entiendo español.